صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. We welcome all our listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 24th of Muharram, 1443, corresponding to the date the 2nd, and that is in of September 2021. Today's topic is really interesting. It is on Hazrat Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Our listeners can send through their queries. We have our Honorable Mufti Sapia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sapia.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum to you, Mona Zaid Khan. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, today is the 24th of Muharram 1443.
Mufti Saab, we have a lineup of questions here. The first question is, Mufti Saab, why do we refer to Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu or Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu and not Imam Mahdi?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and we say that the Shias are kuffar. So there are many, many reasons to state that. This is also one reason. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa and verse number 59. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, who attain faith, be obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, be obedient to the Master alayhi salam. See the word Ati'u is mentioned before Almighty Allah, is mentioned before Rasul, Ati'u Rasul. And in front of the next sentence, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, if you have a dispute, a quarrel regarding any issue, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولٍ, then refer it, that matter, to Almighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu salam. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you believe in Almighty Allah and the last day. So it shows that we must follow Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the Quran Sharif. We must follow the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now in the first line is mentioned, Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa Ulil Amri Minkum. If you know even the basics, rudiments of the Arabic language, Ulu, Uli is the plural of Zu. Zu and is a singular, then you say Ulu or Uli, depending in which context it comes. Then the people in authority. So it shows Allah was, is, will always be. The last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his teachings will always remain. But the governments, the rulers, the people in authority, they will keep on changing. So therefore, Allah did not say Zu, but said Ulul Amri Minkum. Ulul Amr, to show you the evolving situation that governments, people in authority, prime ministers, president, kings, rulers, whatever, Amir, they will keep on changing. So therefore, now the Shias translate that wa ulil amri minkum as the 12 imams. So they say, imma and ma'asu means the infallible imams. So when they say Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Imam Jafar, then the 12th Imam Mahdi. In their terminology, Shia Kufar terminology, it means Imam Ma'asum. And Imam Ma'asum, the protected, infallible Imam, is greater than the prophets and messengers. And so, that is Kufar itself. And some of them even say greater than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Naklul Kufri Laysa Bikafirin, Bikafirin, and Nakal Kufar, Kufar Nabashid. This is Kufar. So remember, we are not suggesting for a moment to say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Mahdi is not permissible. Permissible it is, but what is better? What is superior? So better, preferred, superior is to say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. These are the words Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used while the beloved grandson were alive. Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, that is for the year after, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. During the lifetime, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in Nabni Hada Sayyidun. So why we don't say Sayyid, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein? These are the words mentioned in the hadith Sharif. And for Hazrat Mahdi, if you say Imam Mahdi, it's fine. But remember, you can't elevate to the rank which the Shias are doing and so forth. So that will be kufr and not permissible at all. So better to say Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu an or Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu an for that reason. So that would be better for the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then why radiallahu an? Because remember about him so many ahadith as we will speak now, you will understand. And he will be the special companion of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So how we say remember for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions radiallahu anhu and ha and whom, male, female, all of them. So for him we will say, then you can say, but we also might meet Nabi Isa alayhi salam. But about us, we don't know. Remember that what will happen and so forth. So regarding Hazrat Mahdi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so therefore we say Sayyidina Mahdi, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an. So that is the discussion we should understand.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to other groups, what do they say about Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu?
Remember, if you break it down, there are five different groups that speak about Hazrat Mahdi, Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. First is the Qadianis. Qadianis is 100% kuffar out of the fold of Islam. They say Jesus and Mahdi are the same person. According to them, they say Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani used to receive revelation and so forth and so on. And I have their books by me in Arabic, Urdu, English, various compilations. Remember that. So in that you will find that they say Jesus and their Mahdi is already buried, is dead and gone, his history buried in Srinagar. And if you got the book Jesus on Heaven, Jesus on Earth, which I have, so you must remember, you will find, so they say the Mahdi, Jesus, all came and they gone, they passed away and finished, end of the story. So Qadianis are kuffar out of the fold of Islam. They call themselves Qadianis, they call themselves Ahmadis, they have a very catchy slogan, love for all, hatred for none. So that's first group, out of the fold of Islam. Second group are the Jews. One very big rabbi, you know, today is 24th of Muharram 1443 and 2nd September. I got married 2nd September. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So we were speaking this morning, me and my wife, you know. So it was 10 Shawwal with Allah's mercy, Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha on 10 Shawwal. So all of you, when you get married, your baby is born, all that, somebody pass away, write down the Islamic date. Not only the Gregorian date. It will help you in life, remember. So the rabbi, one of the senior ones, I forget his name, I can't remember all their names. So he said between this September year, 2021, and next September, the Mahdi will come. That is the Jutlas, the Jews. And what they said? They said once he emerges, that will be a license for them. Now listen carefully to what I'm saying. That to abolish Al-Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, the Golden Dome, built in 72 after Hijrah by Abdul Malik bin Marwan, and replace it with the Haikal-e-Suleiman money, the temple of Solomon, all that. So obviously Quran Sharif rejects all this. Quran Sharif teaches us, wa in min ahli al-kitabi illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla mawti. Remember when Isa alayhi salam second coming takes place, so what will happen? These Jews and Christians, they will believe in him before the death and demise of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So that is what will happen. And if they don't believe, then the war will be waged against them, and the Jew, Christian, all of them will lose, and so forth. So this is enshrined in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 159. When we speak, we have to speak with evidence, not come some fairy tales and some Urdu book and history book. That's all not dalil and evidence in Islam. Chapter 4, verse 159. So we discuss Hazrat Mahdi, Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anh, vis-a-vis Qadianis. Finish. We discuss Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anh, vis-a-vis Jews. Second category finish. Now we come to the Christians. So they say there will be second coming of Jesus, and he himself will be the Messiah, and so forth. So already they're making him one person. He is Jesus and the Messiah and Mahdi. So we reject that. We say no. Nabi Isa, Jesus will come, and he'll come after the Mahdi. So you must remember, then they will work together, and Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will pass away. His Salatul Janazah, funeral prayer, will be performed by Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, and so forth. So again, we use the same verse, Surah 4, verse 159, to tell the Christians as well, whatever denomination and so forth, that you will have to embrace Islam. And if you don't embrace Islam, then the war will be waged against you. And once that war comes, remember, every Jew Christian will be on the losing end. And a small, the micro and the macro. The micro, Taliban gave the Christians, the Hindus, the Mushriks, idol worshippers of India, and the Nate and the Jutlas, all of them together, such a threshing and such a whipping there. So India, if you just look at the statements coming out from there, I will make reference of it just now in the ending of the program. You see the Jutlas and the Zionist press, and you must, the Christians, they all shaking. How did this happen? We lost the whole of Afghanistan to the Taliban in matter of 10, 12, 14 days. And today, Taliban has got more weapons, arms, ammunition than half the members of NATO put together. Can you imagine that? So that you call not khilaf-e-adat, you call it in our terminology khariq-e-adat. So khilaf-e-adat is that I have a program 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock with Moa Zahid. So if I come here 10 o'clock, is khilaf-e-adat. So that is against habit. You know, I came 1 hour earlier. But khariq-e-adat, I came here flying inside with a drone, with a plane, with some helicopter or something. So it's something unheard of, totally extraordinary. So that is the micro. And the macro, when Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anh, how they will be demolishing, decimating the enemies, and everything will be in favor of the Muslims. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith, the tree and the stone will say, Ta'al ya Abdullah, khalfi Yahudiyun, faqtulhu. That you Muslim, come behind me is the Jutla, even I don't want him here. And you decimate him, liquidate him, get rid of him. It's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So we must be clear on this issue here. So that is now Hazrat Mahdi, the Jews. Hazrat Mahdi, the Qadianis. Hazrat Mahdi, the Christians. Hazrat Mahdi, Fatwan, Shias. Now understand, this is a little bit lengthy discussion. Shias say there are 12 Imams. And today when you speak of Shias, the majority in the world, whether it's Lebanon, whether it's Syria, whether it's Yemen, whether it's Iran, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Pakistan. So Arab countries, it is Isna Ashariya, the 12ers. So there were 11 Imams. So let's quickly, Imam Ali, I'm using the terminology of the Shias. Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul العابدين, إمام باقر, then إمام جعفر, then إمام موسى كاظم, then إمام هادي, إمام تقي, إمام نقي, then إمام حسن أسكري. 11 came. All right? Now the question comes that after Hasan Askari, his wife and he himself did not have any son. They didn't have a child. So what the Shias did to concoct and fabricate it, they said, no, Hasan Askari, he had a female slave. And secretly, he used to be intimate with her, and her name was Nargis. Nargis is Farsi, Persian, and remember Nargis, you must remember, is the Arabic version, and that is called daffodil. So from that union, you must remember that this last Imam, 12th Imam was born, they say. Where is he? He's in a cave. Where's the cave? Is there in Iraq and all that there, in Surah Mandra'a and so forth. And whenever they take the name, they say, Ajjalallahu farajahu. I mean, I went to Iran, I used to hear this. Allah bring him out quickly, bring him. He broke the record of Ashabi Kahf also. Ashabi Kahf were 309 years, lunar years, 300 solar years. He's almost 1200 years. So it's a farzi person, a person they concocted and fabricated, a creepy crawly in some is crawling in some cave. All lies it is. And remember, they say he will come out and so forth. So that is their Mahdi, which is an absolute lie and fabrication. And his name they made Muhammad bin Hassan. So the hadith says in Abu Dawood, the hadith says in Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, يُوَاتِئُ إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي وَيُوَاتِئُ إِسْمُ أَبِيهِ إِسْمَ أَبِيهِ. The last, the person Mahdi will come, his name will correspond with my name, and his father's name will correspond with my father's name. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak name Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the last, the Mahdi will come, he'll be Muhammad. When my father's name Abdullah, so his name will be Muhammad bin Abdullah as well, Hazrat Mahdi. And they say, no, Muhammad bin Hasan Askari. And remember, Sheikh Sabuni, our Ustad, wrote a wonderful book, Al Mahdi wa Ashratu Sa'a, and Abu Dawood and all that got it. That the last, the one who will come out in the ending Mahdi before Isa alayhi salam, he will be from the progeny of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Shia say from the progeny of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. You see, again, propaganda from the Shias. Next one, you must remember that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave so many signs, yashbahuhu fi khuluqihi wa la yashbahuhu fi khalqihi. He, Hazrat Mahdi, Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu, will imitate Nabi alayhi salam in his noble sublime character, but not in his physical features. So open Mishkat Sharif, open Abu Dawood, open Ibn Majah, you will find their whole chapters on all this here. So therefore we reject totally what the Shia say. It is to fool their people. Dwallu wa dwallu wa kafaru. They are astray, they led others astray, and they entered into the realm of kufr and blasphemy. So that is the Shia. Then the last one is we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Muftizab, the question now is, what do we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe regarding Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu?
So remember, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu, first of all, you need to read books on this, and the masterpieces of book. Qazi Shokani, Allama Shokani wrote the book, At-Tasarih, Bima Tawatara Fi Khuruj al-Mahdi. He mentioned 50 ahadith there, Allama Shokani, rahimahullah, and over 28 athar saying of sahaba and so forth. So the ahadith are mutawatir ma'anan, so many ahadith on it. And I have another masterpiece book, it was from Darul Ifta. In those days, you know, olden days, 30-40 years ago, when I used to go to all these places to collect books. So I found one book by Sheikh Hamoud Tuwayjiri, Sheikh Hamoud Tuwayjiri, And he wrote this book against these modernists and these apologetic people, Egyptians and others at that time, who said this whole story of Mahdi and that is just khayali. It's just people are imagining it and it's got no basis and so forth. Allah forbid. So you must remember that that is what they said. So he wrote a wonderful book against them, Al-Ihtijaj bil-Athar fi ma ankara al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar. So people who reject Hazrat Mahdi, the one who we waiting to for him to come. So from Quran, from Sunnah, from Ahadith and so forth. From Quran, faqad jaa ashratuha, the signs are coming every day. Taliban winning is one of the signs. So you must remember this. So Almighty Allah is showing us all these things here. So we as Muslims, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, must believe. This is the chronological table. This is what you believe. The Ummah will become totally humiliated, disgraced. So see the Arab tanpot dictators, see the Muslim countries, everyone disgraced. No one can fight. Who can fight Israel? Slowly, slowly things are changing. But still you can't defeat them completely. Who can fight? But now Allah gave our Taliban such a magnificent victory. People's iman, faith is restored and so forth. So that will happen. Then one Khalifa will die. Who is he? Only Allah knows. Hazrat Mahdi will be there in Medina. He will come towards Makkah. The Shias, the Kuffar, they will try assassinate him, kill him in a place called Baida. Baida is between Makkah and Medina. فَخَسَفَ بِهِمْ Allah will let the land and the sand open. They'll be swallowed inside. Open Sahih Bukhari, Muslim Sharif, other works you will find there. So the enemies will be eliminated, just like Qarun. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ اللَّهِ Then, when all this happens, the Abdal, the very pious people of the Levant, Sham, and that is Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, they will come there at Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, put their hand in his hand, next to Hajar al-Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim, all that. Thereafter, the pious people of Iraq will come, they will take the Bay'ah on his hand, and then remember that everybody will be united, the Muslim Ummah, Hazrat Mahdi. Thereafter, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's nuzul will take place. And thereafter, the Dajjal, he will be out also. Between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, remember that there is a place called Lud, he will be killed and dispatched and sent to Jahannam and the hellfire. That is Dajjal, the big, big deceiver. And thereafter, Barakah, Barakah, the people will come to Hazrat Mahdi and ask him, he'll say, who's, take. They'll come and Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he will say it. And thereafter, you must remember another trial for this Ummah. Hazrat Mahdi will pass away. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is there. His people are there, meaning those who are following him, all Muslims. Nabi, every Nabi is a Muslim. No Nabi came as a Jew, Christian, or any other faith. And thereafter, that Ya'juj Ma'juj will come out. Hatta idha futihat Ya'juj wa Ma'juj wa hum min kulli hadabi yansilun. They will create chaos, mayhem on this earth. Tabi Isa alayhi salam will take his people to Mount Sinai. And then when time passes, he will cry to Allah, Ya Allah, punish this Gog and Magog. On their necks, they will find that they get their ghana alaf, you understand, some type of boil, some type of sore and all that. And in that way there, they will die. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his people will come down. And remember, so much stench, again he will cry to Allah, make dua, rains will come, be like floods, and their bodies then will be flung into the oceans and all that. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam get married, have children. He will pass away in Madinah Munawwaran, buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will be Muslims, but slowly, slowly they will pass away. And then the last few Muslims, they will then die, or they will leave Islam, Allah forbid. Only kuffar on this earth, hatta taqum as-sa'a ala shirari khalqillah, on the worst creation of Allah, and that is when there's not one single Muslim on the face of the earth. So that is what we're seeing, the chronological table from now till doomsday, till the day of justice.
Alhamdulillah, we return back to this program. Mufti Saab, the next question is from the Taliban onwards. Where does Imam Mahdi and all this tie in?
Remember regarding Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu an, Sayyidah Mahdi radiallahu an, Taliban, all that. Inshallah, obviously we can't say 100% sure. Let me just make one thing clear here. Remember when I came here with Allah's help, you know, I was 20 years in Newcastle from 81 January to 2001 January. Then when I came here with Allah's help, then we started Channel Islam and so forth. And then everything started picking up and there, so ulama used to come. There are two Maulana, one Mufti. They passed away, so we won't take their name. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. So they used to come to me. We were still here in lands. Our studios were here, CII. And they used to debate with me and that. So what I'm speaking about is, they used to say, this is now around 2002, 2003, that Hazrat Mahdi is coming out in 2004 and that. I said, see, we believe in Hazrat Mahdi, but this timetable you're giving and specification is totally wrong, we reject it. And they debate with me. One day they even told me somebody had breakfast with Hazrat Mahdi. So I asked them, when you're going to have breakfast, you know? So they got very upset and all these things here. So anyway, all this happened. So they made even people cancel their Hajj ticket. But they said there will be such bloodshed. They with Allah's help and mercy, we went for Hajj, we came back. Then the two of them came. So I asked them, Apka Mahdi to niklanahi? What happened to your Mahdi? You were telling big lectures, they to go town to town and deliver and render. Say, no, we made mistake. I said, you see, now I'm going back on the mic in the studio. I'm going to say you all came and I'll take your people's name also, but I didn't take their name. So I said that those people, yeah, now they say they must calculate it. So never ever specify time that this year it will happen. That only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. So all that we reject totally, we must remember that. So what will happen, that only Almighty Allah knows. But superficially, what we can see, that is little bit what we can say. So remember that today Taliban have become a super force in the Muslim countries and that. So inshallah, if they remain united, they have so many arms, so many ammunition. Mashallah, I must salute Qatar that they are sending their engineers there and so forth and so on. And remember that now they want to get the airport functional and the flights can move out, come in and so forth, because they no more now the people who are going to fight enemy, the enemies are gone. They have to build and develop and establish the authority. So what will happen is this, that after this, the people of Khurasan. So you must remember Quran, the hadith teaches us, if you open Mishkat Sharif, you open Abu Dawood, you open Ibn Majah, you will find a hadith on Khurasan. Just last night I asked Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hazrat, if I take all the ahadith on Khurasan, can I say they will reach the rank of Hassan li ghayri? He said, yes, that's correct. So you must remember, so they all then will be considered as acceptable hadith and so forth. So they will have black flags and so forth. And remember the enemy that comes in their way, so they will defeat them and so forth till they reach Ilia. So you must, Ilia is the old name of Jerusalem, Al-Quds al-Sharif, Palestine, Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, and so forth. For me and you, what did Nabi alayhi salam said? That you the ummah fabayi'uhu, go and take the allegiance on their hand. Walau habwan ala thaljin, even though you have to crawl on the ice, on the snow and so forth. Fa inna fihim khalifatullah al-mahdi, in that army there you will find Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Go open Ibn Majah and that, you will find the hadith there. So that is what's going to happen, and then from there onwards, I told you, and inshallah, remember the liberation of Palestine, all that will take place, inshallah. We're hoping it will have to happen sooner rather than later. Now we make dua, Ya Allah, make us of the army of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu an, part of the army that will liberate Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak and Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, the holy land of Palestine, inshallah. Inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, the question someone is asking is, where is Khurasan currently?
Remember, Khurasan, if you look at it in the Islamic terminology, is part of Afghanistan, is part of Iran. Remember that. Now you can say, but Iran is Shia. No, it's 80% Shia. They say 90% is exaggeration. Some even say 70% and 30% Sunni. But let's just say 80% Shia Kufar and 20% are Sunni. So the Sunnis, who are the true Sunnis, so they will form, you must remember, part of the army there from Khorasan, Uzbekistan. So all these countries, a portion of it, a part of it, all that, they refer to Khorasan, and they will become the Mujahideen and the people who will wage war against the rogue regime of Israel to liberate it. And Allah Jalla Wala will make them successful bi rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through His grace, mercy and benevolence. So that is what we see.
I mean, Mufti Sahab, with regards to India, where does India fit in towards this, towards the end?
First and foremost, you must remember in the Hadith Sharif that the word used for India is called Hind. Ha, Noon, Dal. Always remember that. Now, what is the Madlul? What does it refer and allude to? It doesn't refer to today's India. It refers to the India when Nabi alayhi salatu salam would speak, remember, in those days. So it refers to modern day India, refers to modern day Pakistan, modern day Bangladesh, modern day, you must remember, Sri Lanka, modern day Nepal. So all these areas, you must remember, India, Hind refers to them. And everyone, you of you, brothers, sisters, students especially I'm addressing, so you know some Arabic and so forth, you should go to Sunan Nasai. And there are two hadiths. One hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states, Imam Nasai brought the Tarjamatul Baba heading Ghazwatul Hind, the war that will take place against the mushrikeen and against the idolaters and enemies of Islam and so forth. Now see, you must always look in the Quran Sharif, and then you bring the ahadith, and then you tie them together. Surah 5 verse 82. Surah 5 verse 82. What does Almighty Allah teach us there? لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemy now and the future for you Muslims are Yahud. You can see what the Jews, the Zionists, the apartheid regime is doing to the Palestinians. It's not second class, it's fourth class citizens they made them. So you must remember, treat them worse than animals sometimes. So that is what you see there. And you see the mob lynching and the masajid demolished and so forth. Just today, if anybody wants it, I'll send it to you also. So one of their politicians in India. So you must remember, because today is social media, everything leaks out. So he said, one of their politicians and leaders, this Indian person, he said that they go, see there, Afghanistan, these are the result. Result of what? Of Tabligh Jamaat. This is the result of the madrasas. This is the result of Darulum Dioban. You understood? So we must now, this politician of India said, this Darulum Dioban that was established in 1866 and so forth, we have to curb their activities. This Tabligh Jamaat, we have to curb their activities. These madrasas, we have to curb and, you know, restrict their activities. When these people were free in Pakistan, so then from these Tabligh Jamaat, from these Ulamai Diobans madrasas and that, 75,000 Taliban came. So India has a much bigger population. So how many 100,000 will come? So therefore we have to do this. Now imagine, that's what they said. And this is now. And every day, if you look at the stories coming from India, you will see not one positive statement of Taliban, always negative. initiative. Why? Because they lost millions and millions. They were supporting the Northern Alliance, the enemies of the Mujahideen, the enemies of Taliban, just like America, and they got a good threshing and they lost millions in the process. So come back to that hadith, you must remember in Hind. So the Abu Huraira is two hadiths. First hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states that if I'm alive and that announcement is made to go fight the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, me, I'll win the first serve. Because if we win, alhamdulillah, we will become the fatiheen and the rulers. And if we lose, afdalu shuhada, I will be one of the best martyrs. Go read it, you'll see it. And you must remember that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, if I was alive. Obviously, that the battle will come afterwards. So Nabi Ali, this hadith I'm recite now and mention now is hadith is sahih. Even Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said, hadith is sahih. Hada hadithun sahihun. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isabatan min ummati. There'll be two groups from my ummah, from my followers in that. Fa'ahrazahumullahu minan nar. Allah protect them from Jahannam. So subhanallah, who are these two groups? Isabatun taghzul Hind. One will fight Hind. So the non-Muslim, mushrikeen, idol worshippers, call them whatever you want to. So you must remember that they will beat them, defeat, humiliate them. Whether they're in India, whether they're in Pakistan, whether they're in Afghanistan, whether they're in Nepal, whether they're in Bangladesh, all this year. So that is first one. Second one, wa isabatun taghzu ma'a Isa ibn Maryam. And the second army and group will be that who are fighting with Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So here we find authentic ahadith that are teaching us, Mubarak hani an lakum. We salute you, O army, who will be fighting with Hazrat Mahdi against the enemy. Hani an lakum, we salute, congratulate you, the army that will be fighting with Nabi Isa alayhi salam as the commander-in-chief. So, and who are the enemies? The mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, and so forth. The Yahud, the Jews, the Christians, all of them. So therefore, either they bring iman, or either they will face extinction and liquidation. They will be wiped off the map, remember that. So that is what clear on authentic hadith say. So this Taliban is the precursor and the introduction. So what we are seeing today, all these problems, virus and that, we call it the fitna trials of Dajjal. Remember. But on the converse, the opposite side, وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. Surah Rum, chapter 30, right in the beginning, the true Muslims are very, very happy with the magnificent victory of Taliban against 48 countries. They made them put their tails between their legs and run. Can you imagine that? People who never possessed a plane, a helicopter, walking around with chumples and sandals. So they made them run and became the graveyard for the British Empire. Thrice they tried. Then the Russians tried. Now America tried. And with them coalition together, 48 countries. So it became the graveyard for them. So Afghanistan is the graveyard for all these tenpot dictators and all these zalims and oppressors.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to Palestine, are there any hadith or any mention about towards the last days?
100%, you must remember, Quran says that. So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about Palestine in a noble Quran in so many verses. So if you want to know about Palestine, the best kitab, and you Maulana, you know Arabic and so forth, you should try and get it. And it is called Haqa'ikul Quraniyya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya. Haqa'ikul Quraniyya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya. And every one of you should try and get the book, and it's a jewel actually. Jerusalem, the key to world peace. Key, chabi, miftah. So Jerusalem, the key to world peace. And that was printed and published by the Islamic Council of Europe. These two books are excellent, remember that. Lot of information and so forth. Let me give you a brief tafsir and commentary as made in that book there of Haqqa. حقائق القرآن. خالد صلاحی اور صلاح خالد جمع محمد, that is the author. Very very good. Chapter number 17, the beginning of the 15 supara, 15 juz, and verse number 4. I'm starting there. So verse number 4, we'll carry on 4, 5, 6 and that. And verse 17, surah 17, chapter 17. And remember, beginning of 15 supara, 15 juz, the first page. The fourth verse. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and we commanded to the children of Israel. So these jutlas of today also, the children of Israel, فِي الْكِتَابِ, in the book. Book can mean Torah, can mean Quran, whatever. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ means that you will, it's future tense, present tense, future tense. So you will make mischief on this earth twice. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ أُلُوًا كَبِيرًا, and remember, you will consider yourself to be proud and arrogant, and you can see it all. So the question arises, when are these two times? According to the book Haqaiqul Quraniyya Hawla Qadiyat al-Falastiniyya, it was during the time of Nabi alayhi salam, and what is happening today. So that is how he said. So after that, in the battle of Khaybar, which took place in Muharram during the 70th of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played a prominent role there. Therefore, his title is Fatih Khaybar. So they were defeated and dispatched straight to hellfire. So the back broke of the Jews, and now the Mujahideen are going together, reconcile and so forth. So the time will come. Alaysa subhu biqareeb, is the morning not near? Inshallah, inshallah, the true Mujahideen will get together and remember, decimate and destroy the apartheid regime of Israel. So one was during the battle of Khaybar before that, and one is today. So Allah speaks, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدَ وَعَدُوا لَهُمَا, when the first of the two promises come, بَأَثْنَا لَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا, we raise those servants of ours, powerful servants, أُلِي بَعْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. So this is a sahaba. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu went and he smashed the one. I went to Khaybar, all the forts and all that are still there. So he smashed the door and the entrance of the one fort and so forth. Uli ba'asin shadidin fajasu khilal ad-diyar, and they went right inside and penetrated inside your houses. Wa kana wa'adan maf'ula, so these are, you must remember, the promises that will be fulfilled. There's no doubt about it. Now the second one, where we're living now. Thumma radadna lakumul karrata alayhim, then we will return power to you, jutlas. So that happened in 48. There was the Stern gang, there were the Hagana gang, there were this gang, that gang, shooting, killing, murdering the Palestinians. So we will still give you, and three things we'll give you. One, وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ, we will give you wealth in abundance. وَبَنِينَ, we will give you children. You see, second one, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا, and we will give you strong army. So they got all this, plus they got media and everything also, majority media all is in their hands. So Almighty Allah gave them an ultimatum, in ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum, if you do good, justice and everything, that is good. Wa in asatum, and if you do evil, killing children, killing women, killing Palestinians, all that, falaha, the calamity will befall you. Which calamity? Fa'idha ja'a wa'adul akhirah. This is still chapter 17, right the beginning, first seven verses. So you must read from 4 to 7. The last promise will come. If you study here, beginning of Surah Bani Israel, and you go to the ending of Surah Bani Israel, you will see a similar word. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا, and when the final promise comes, we will bring you in groups and groups. So this is chapter 17, verse 104. So the groups are there, American Jews and Australian Jews, South African Jews, European European Jews, all that are there. And now the Arabs want to get in there because the fools don't understand that what will happen to them. One by one, they'll start falling. So Almighty Allah states, when the final promise comes, now see what Allah says. لِيَسُوءُهُجُوَكُمْ. So you must then retaliate and you must fight them in their faces. And what must you do after that? وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You must enter the masjid. Like how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered. So remember that is true jihad and that is what must happen. So this is the second promise. And third one, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. You crush that pride and arrogance of the Jew. So that is what will happen and so forth. So that is about Hazrat Mahdi. And remember, after that, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come out and the things will continue.
Mufti Saab, the last question is, what happens if a person rejects Dajjal, Imam Mahdi or Nabi Isa alayhi salam?
You must remember, if a person rejects mutawatir ahadith, that Dajjal and then Mahdi and then Ya'juj, Ma'juj, all the things like that. So remember that he will be considered a pakka kafir. And a person who's out of the fold of Islam, that Islam got nothing to do with him and he got nothing to do with Islam. So because he's rejecting. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala taught us so many things. And what Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala said, that we must now sift out what is the truth and what is falsehood. Cha al-haqqu wa zaqal batil. So the truth came and the batil will perish. Innal batil kana zahuqa. And we also must remember that regarding Hazrat Mahdi and Dajjal, and that if people start rejecting, then they should not be asking these questions, because then when we tell them the truth, they feel upset and so forth and so on. So we need to understand that these ahadith are mutawatir, and therefore we will say that if a person, you must remember that, you know, what he does is that he corrupts the belief and so forth, that's very, very dangerous. So we must understand what is the viewpoint and the belief structure of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah regarding Hazrat Mahdi, then regarding Dajjal, regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and then as it unfolds and so forth. So inshallah, we will continue next week and we can speak maybe about Dajjal, or we'll speak of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. For the Christians, this is what they should understand. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is such a holy, noble personality in the noble Quran, that his Mubarak blessed name is mentioned. Remember, 25 times in the noble Quran. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam also 25 times. Inna mathala Isa, inna Allah ika mathali Adam. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaching us all this. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha 34 times. So when the need arises, that is not something that we must be, you understand, surprised about. That if a lady, you must remember, she comes to support the men and so forth, if you see that in Sahaba's time, they shouldn't participate, but they should help the men who were injured and so forth and so on. So they do a much, much, much better job than any of the men. So therefore, we should always try and understand the beauty of Islam, and in that way there, we serve Islam and propagate Islam, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, with regards to us as Muslims in South Africa, what can we do to prepare for the coming of Dajjal and all of this?
Number one is, we must prepare ourselves in such a manner with salat and dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masih ad-dajjal. So far I found two ahadith, and I want to share both the ahadith because it's of paramount importance for all of us. Dajjal's fitna is such a big fitna. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, ma min nabiyin illa anzara qawmahu bid-dajjal. There is no nabi, no messenger who has not warned people regarding Dajjal and the aftermath of it and so forth and so on. It will be so horrible and terrible and so forth. So that is one side of the issue. But what we need to know is, what is worse than khuruj ud-dajjal? So for for that, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that you must remember that you must ask Allah's protection from who? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. So ya Allah, I seek a protection from, you must remember, Dajjal, the big deceiver. So now remember that if a person asks what must we South Africans, British and others and so forth do, so many of them have become refugees in other countries. From Britain I'm receiving questions that so many Afghans are coming in, so they don't have many clothes, they don't have food, they don't have this, can we help them? I said, of course you not. So you must help them, and if they're very, very poor, then you can give them zakat and all that as well, because they don't possess anything else. So that is what we can do. Qunut and nazila we can do. Dua we can do. All this. Start reading sincerely so that we can read for ourselves and all this. And thereafter, what else we can do? You must remember the money we got. So in this way there, that use that money, you must remember, for the Mujahideen, the Taliban and all these type of things there. So that will be a great, great asset to the Ummah and the community as well. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Let me read for you our program, inshallah. 12 to 1, the series of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an by Sheikh Zahir Mahmood. Then, inshallah, 105 to 130 will be the report by Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu an. Then you must remember that we got our Maulana Zahid. Now, after that, we got report back, then we got Tafsir, and that is Surah Yunus, verses 48 to 52. Then 2 to 3, we got Madrasa on Air with Maulana Zahid Khan. Then 3 to 4, we got, so you must remember, 3 to past 3, the repeat of the Q&A of this morning. And thereafter, 3:30 to 4, there the 3:30 to 4 will be Urdu lecture, inshallah, by Sheikh Hanif. And then 4 to 5, the Mu'adid Ulumul Quran, very good in English. And 5 to 7 will be Mu'anana Khalid, inshallah. 7 to 8, so will be our, 7 to 8 will be that first the khutbah translation of last week, and then Mu'anana Yunus Patel. And then today is Thursday night, inshallah al-Aziz, Mu'anana Arafat, Mu'anana Salim Karim will take over, inshallah al-Aziz. And then tomorrow, inshallah, I will come in at 20 past. So you must 5, inshallah, and then we will continue with the program. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Inshallah, we hand you over to the news team now so that they can render and deliver the news. May Almighty Allah protect us from Dajjal and the fitna and the trouble, and also of Dajjal, the aftermath of Dajjal. And the second one is the thing I fear the most, that more than Dajjal, Imma al-Muzillin, the imams, the ulama, the scholars who themselves are corrupted and will lead others astray. The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Second one, Nabi alayhi salam said, the thing I fear, inna akhwafa ma afa khafu alaykum. I fear one of the most, even more than Dajjal is mentioned. Open Ibn Majah is who? Is shirkul khafi. Shirkul khafi means that we do things to impress the ears of people, or we say things and that to impress the eyes of people. So that is the minor form of shirk, but very dangerous. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us, and may Almighty Allah make our khatima ending on Iman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen, ameen. We say Jazakumullah to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners. We move on to the news now. Wa alaikum wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.